Yes. Sometimes what happens, patients will have a number of antibodies to different foods. We often find people have reactions to the protein in wheat, gliadins, then they'll have reactions to gluten called gluteomorphins, and they also will have reactions to dairy and soy or egg, that they can have a number of foods that they react to. And when people go on a gluten-free diet, or if we found that they have other foods that they're allergic to, they may go on a gluten-free, dairy-free diet, if those were the two that came back with elevated antibodies. And after 3 months to 6 months, you recheck, and the gluten antibodies are down into a normal range, and the dairy antibodies are better, but they're still a little elevated. Why would that be? If a person says, I haven't had any dairy whatsoever, absolutely none, why would the antibody still be elevated? And sometimes what happens, and what you have to think about, is the example I use is the USS Cole, our warship that was in the harbor in Yemen a few years ago, and terrorists in a little speedboat came zooming up, and their boat was full of explosives, and they blew a hole in the side of the Cole. What happened that day to every Air Force base around the world? U.S. Air Force base, they went on alert. What about every Army base? It went on alert. Every Navy base, of course, because it was a Navy ship that was attacked, but it went on alert. So you can have a number of different antibodies that respond to a particular food that's irritating to it. It's never going to be, I shouldn't say never, but it's not likely that it's only one type of antibody that consistently you're going to find as being elevated and sensitive to a particular food. Now, when people stop the food and you recheck them 3 to 6 months later or a year later, some of the antibodies are down to normal range, some of them are not, or none of them have really responded. So they still have elevated antibodies, and that's often been referred to as refractory sprue, meaning you're still responding and we don't know what you're responding to. It could be that you're also allergic to, I'm going to give you an example, potatoes. And we didn't test for potatoes, but you're allergic to potatoes, so that your Army base, your IgMs are elevated to potatoes, but because IgM is elevated and the Army is elevated, you may also be still elevated to gluten or still elevated to dairy. So sometimes when people don't respond in the blood work as well as they're responding symptomatically and the blood work is still a problem, it usually means there's some other type of sensitivity that they're still responding to, and it's a cross reaction where the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, they're all still on alert.